This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
By now, you've probably tossed the champagne bottles into the recycling bin, along with those party hats, and maybe you ate the last Christmas cookies for breakfast. Well, now it's all about getting sober and getting serious about your New Year's resolutions. We sent Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith out to get some tips from the experts on financial resolutions to find out the best way to get a handle on your money in 2014.
For years, David Welliver made financial resolutions, and for years, they didn't work.
I've made the wrong resolutions, to be honest, and that was I resolved to budget.
Which sounds reasonable. Welliver, who edits the blog Money Under 30, used to be more than $80,000 in debt. The problem, he says, was the same one people run into when they resolve to lose weight.
If you just say, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to lose weight, you're bound to not succeed because those are very vague ideas.
Welliver was able to get rid of his debt by picking resolutions that were very specific and very achievable, like putting aside $50 a week. Now, if you want to get your finances in order, what's the first thing you should do? I asked Jill Schlesinger. She has more than a decade of experience in financial planning and is an analyst at CBS News.
Aim for zero consumer debt. That includes credit card and auto loans.
After that, take care of the basics. Make an emergency fund to last at least 6 months and bump up your retirement contributions. David Jones is the president of the Association of Independent Consumer Counseling Agencies. He has one major piece of financial advice.
Live beneath your means.
Jones says that can often be achieved by making small changes to your daily routine.
We see people every day that are having trouble making ends meet, yet they are going to Starbucks twice a day. They are buying lunches out when they could be brown bagging it.
Of course, a lot of us are suffering because the country went through a financial rough patch. So it seems only fair that Uncle Sam should have to make a financial resolution.
To have a regulatory regime that will prevent us from going through another financial crisis.
Jill Schlesinger says the most important thing the U.S. can do in 2014 is make sure 2008 never happens again.
It's very important when you have a year like we've just had to not gloat, but to look ahead and say, well, what could go wrong? And let's address that.
If 2013 was a good financial year for you, says Schlesinger, max out your retirement contributions and make a big emergency fund. Then go out to a really nice dinner. You can start your diet in February. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.